Hi, everyone. You probably know that China is not only the most populated country in the world, but also a country with a very developed economy. Even though China is often associated with cheap goods and knockoff products, in fact, the Celestial Empire is also a country with the most advanced technologies. It is regularly mentioned in the top most innovative states in the world, and many crazy inventions can be found only there and nowhere else. Don't believe us? Then sit back and get ready to see the mind-blowing technologies of China. Eco-friendly transport. Today, eco-transport is gaining popularity around the world, in particular in Europe and the Scandinavian countries. But China is the place where eco-friendly transport has really gained momentum. By the way, not so long ago, China was one of the most polluted countries in the world, mainly due to the active mining and processing of coal. However, the pressure from the international organizations and health issues of the population prompted the Chinese government to invest heavily in the development of alternative energy sources throughout the country. China builds incredible solar farms where electricity is generated in a truly environmentally friendly way. Today, the production of electric buses in China is a booming business. According to an American analytical company Bloomberg, every 5 weeks, 9,500 brand new electric buses are made in the Chinese factories. For comparison, this is the entire fleet of buses operating in London, one of the largest cities in Europe. There are about 3 million buses in the whole world. Most of them use diesel or gas fuel, and only about 400,000 of them are electric, and 99% of them are manufactured in China. Some of the Chinese buses are even unmanned. By the way, in China, even ordinary students can make eco-transport, so we can certainly say that in terms of sustainability, China has great potential. Vertical farms. In many Asian regions, for example, in the autonomous Chinese territory of Hong Kong, the problem of overpopulation is very pressing. Real estate is really expensive, and there is simply no way to accommodate everyone who wants to find spacious housing. It's even more challenging when it comes to larger spaces like factories or farms. You have to admit, in cities where the problem of insufficient space is solved by the construction of huge skyscrapers, it is difficult to save some space for huge farms with fresh herbs and vegetables. Fortunately, talented Hong Kong designers have found a way out of this situation. They thought, what if we make the vertical farms just like skyscrapers? And they did it. The area you see on the screen is less than 2,000 square meters, but any farmer will envy its productivity. About 150 tons of vegetables are produced here each year. There are 10 tiers of crops on the farm, and special lighting allows vegetables to ripen in the most comfortable conditions. Another benefit of this production method is sustainability. In traditional agricultural businesses, you often have to cut down trees and use pesticides harmful to the ecosystem. But in case of vertical farms, you don't have to do that. Robotic hotel. It seems the Chinese finally came up with a hotel for introverts. Are you scared of spending half an hour talking with the receptionist at check-in? Want to maintain anonymity? Then this is the right hotel for you. Last year, the world's first fully robotic hotel with nearly 300 rooms opened in Hangzhou, China. In order to enter the room you paid for, you do not need a passport or keys. The face recognition system will do everything for you. But that's not all. If you want to turn on the TV, turn off the light, or close the curtains, you only need to say a voice command, and the smart system will fulfill any of your wishes. Another benefit is that in the future, such technologies can significantly reduce the cost of living in hotels, as hotel owners would not need to pay money to the staff. Even the room service in such hotels is automated. You just give an order, and the voice assistant passes it to other delivery robots. Medical robots in kindergartens. Being a parent of a preschooler is not an easy job. Young children are curious, and they're always up to some mischief. So the constant presence of a physician in kindergartens and schools is a must. In China, they have already found a high-tech solution to this issue. Of course, it is not yet able to completely replace real doctors, but it will certainly make life easier for them, for parents and children. The innovation is a small robotic station that runs a 3-second daily check of the child's health when he arrives at the kindergarten. This robot doctor also uses facial recognition technology. It checks the condition of the eyes, mouth, and hands, and even measures body temperature. This is especially important for fighting various epidemics among children and preventing diseases, as the symptoms cannot always be spotted with the naked eye. As of now, such robots are operating in more than 5,000 kindergartens throughout China. Smart rubbish bins. While the vast majority of countries around the world have not even introduced the separation of household waste yet, China's already one step ahead. In Beijing, they began to install waste bins for separate waste management based on face recognition technologies. The lid of the container opens only if you are registered in the system and it recognized you. What is the purpose of this technology? Well, as intended by the authors of the invention, garbage should be thrown away only in special packages with a special code tied to the messenger of a specific user. If it turns out that a person threw his waste into the wrong container, specialists will contact him to provide explanations on the proper use of smart containers. Unfortunately, not all Chinese follow the instructions. For example, they do not use special packages. But volunteers from eco-organizations believe that this is only a matter of time, and the situation is getting better every year. Robotic restaurant. In China, robots are already used in the restaurant business. Of course, they have not yet learned how to cook better than people, but they can work as waiters. During the busiest hours in Hai De Lou restaurant in Beijing, people sometimes have to help the robots. But basically, all the work of delivering dishes from the kitchen to the tables is carried out by smart machines. The Chinese restaurant chain developed this innovation together with the Japanese corporation Panasonic. Robots not only accept and deliver orders, but even put simple dishes on a plate. Visitors can cook soup to their taste using traditional braziers mounted on the table and the ingredients delivered by the robot. By the way, if you get in the way of a robot hurrying to deliver an order, it will say to you, "Please let me pass. You can take a picture with me after my shift ends." The initial investment in the restaurant was $20 million. Hai De Lou plans to open robotic restaurants not only in China, but also abroad. Automated parking. Parking, especially in a big city, is always a problem. Any resident of a large metropolis will agree with this. Today, smart technologies can help you with that. In the Chinese city of Chongqing, you can find fully automated parking lots. The driver only needs to access the system using the card, leave his car on a special platform, which then parks the car in the most ergonomic way. Thanks to this invention, the number of parking spaces has increased by almost 70% compared to the typical parking. The reason is simple. A smart system arranges cars more ergonomically than a person, and it does not have to keep distances between cars to open the doors. Moreover, the cars are parked at a 30-degree angle, which saves additional space. Robotic surgeons. Have you ever thought how hard it is to be a surgeon? They sometimes have to stand in the operating room for 10 hours straight without food and water, after exhausting night shifts, ignoring any life circumstances and difficulties. This invention, created by the Chinese Tsinghua University, can revolutionize this field of medicine. So far, these robots have not operated on real people, but their potential is mind-blowing. A few months ago, Chinese doctors successfully performed a test operation on a bone model using one of them. The experiment was carried out in a hospital in Tangshan City, and the robot was controlled by specialists remotely from Beijing. The robot managed to fix the broken bone in 20 minutes. Similar experiments were also carried out during remote surgery on the liver of an animal. It's unlikely robots will learn how to perform complex operations on the heart or brain in the near future. However, experts from China University claim that with the help of machine learning technologies, these smart robots will be able to analyze the behavior of surgeons. Based on this information, machines will be able to help them inside the operating room, as well as do some work for them. Rooms for relaxation. Who would say no to a half-hour sleep after lunch at work? Probably no one. And businessmen from large cities would agree with that. Their job includes constant meetings with clients, calls in the middle of the night, endless business trips. How can one not lose his mind? Thinking how to make life easier for business people who spend most of the day in a huge city, Hong Kong startups came up with an unusual invention. This is especially relevant for Hong Kong, as it is believed to be the world's worst city in terms of light pollution. This means that the night sky in Hong Kong is 1,000 times brighter compared to international standards, due to the huge amount of street lighting, signage, and spotlights. They came up with rooms for sleeping, located in the heart of the city. You can rent this space for a very short time. Nobody will bother you here, and the staff will turn on relaxing music and offer you aromatic coffee after you wake up. Company CEO David Lau says the idea of creating sleeping rooms came to him unexpectedly. Once he read in the media that a Hong Kong resident's working day is longer than anywhere else. Then he realized that with such a schedule, it is vital for people to have a space to relax. Well, this is it for today, and see you soon!